Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome, everybody. We're back on the air live. Yay. We took a nice break. It was really kind of nice for Stars Maya Moon, who I have with me tonight, the lovely Maya Moon. Topic tonight is going to be Mercury retrograde, which we're at the tail end of, and it will end on May 3rd. But it always plays havoc with everybody. But I would like to bring in Stars Maya Moon. How are you tonight?
Hi, Miss Natalie, and hello to all the listeners. It's great to be back. Yes, we did take a break. I had a lot going on, and it was I enjoyed the break. I had a litter of puppies. I've mentioned that before, and so it was just really hectic. So all the puppies are grown and sent off to their homes, and I kept one, and it's really nice to be back. I was really looking forward to it. And so I want to welcome everyone. If you have joined us before, then you kind of know Natalie and I really are a really good team and work well together. And if this is your first time, I'm sure you will be back. And I know Natalie usually gives the numbers that you can call in. Now, we don't do readings. I know Natalie will talk about the chat room. If it's open, we don't do readings. However, we do, if you have a comment or a general question or statement on a topic, we would love for you to call in. And it's just a very laid-back show, so don't feel intimidated, like, oh, my gosh, I'm on the air. It's not like that at all. No one knows who you are. I mean, we don't even care if you want to call yourself, make up a name. We're good with that, right, Miss Natalie?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I remember the first time that we did this, I think it was on Valentine's Day, 4 years ago, I think. Somebody said, oh, you can do this. And I said, oh, geez, no, another thing. And it is intimidating, but all you are talking on the phone. I mean, and people can hear you, yes, of course. But it's really great. And if you would like to call in, the number is 347-838-9736. The chat room is open, and Star's Priestess Candy Ransom will be in there. I think she's on her way right now. There you can ask her, you can get a little mini reading from her, one question, and if you'd like to contribute on the air, you know, we would love to hear from you. It's always fun, and like I said, tonight is about Mercury retrograde, and there's the next one is not until August 12th until September 5th. This one's about out. Well, it'll be out in 2 days. Thank you, goodness, anyways. But really, Mercury retrograde, and I started off as an astrologer, and I learned from a lady. Her name was Ivy Jacobson, and she was just this little old lady that actually sent me a letter from her typewriter. It was the cutest thing. I have all her books. But anyways, Mercury retrograde does not mean it goes backwards. You know, it's not really stationary. It just does not follow the sun. So when people say, oh, my God, it's retrograde, it's going backwards. No, it's not going backwards. And for a lot of people, you know, they'll have problems with communication, their cars, computers, vacuums, anything that could be electrical, because it does affect the third house. And the third house is a house of Gemini, and it is ruled by Mercury. So you have to find your chart. And if you have, you know, Mercury in Gemini, you're in for a real, real run with it, because, I mean, it just brings about things don't come through as they're supposed to. Phone calls cannot be made. I mean, today, what happened today? I got to think what happened today. Oh, I'll tell you what. It was with the post office. I sent out this payment, And it came back, and they said they couldn't forward it because they didn't have a receptacle. Well, I called this lady who I know very well. She says, we have a mailbox just like everybody else. Somebody was too lazy to deliver it. So I stopped. I got in the middle of the road, and I stopped our mail lady, and she's wonderful, and I told her. She said, oh, I'll go put it in the post in the P.O. box right now at the post office for you. She said, don't worry about it. So she's going to hand put it in for me. And that's a snafu. That's something that happened that should have probably flowed really nice. But sometimes things don't, and, you know, the old consensus is you don't sign any legal agreement during a retrograde, and even prior to when it begins, because, you know, any time, it's like if you're doing a progression or a chart for the year, things will feel its effect like 3 months prior. Well, this could be felt like even into the week after this ends, goes forward. That will not be uncommon, and like I said, it affects anything written, anything spoken. Sometimes you might find that people have to say something back. They'll say something and then they take it back. Well, no, I really didn't mean that. That's another thing that will happen. I don't make a big deal of it because Ivy told me, she says, it just gives you a chance to make it right before it goes in forward motion. So in other words, you know, contracts, maybe you're going to go out on a date, an important date now. It doesn't mean you shouldn't go. But I think that if some people will delay things like that, I do not recommend that. I don't follow the stars to the point. I just feel it's good to remember them. It's good to learn about them, but they don't run your life. And I looked up something today, and it says here that there is no science to back up that Mercury retrograde can be blamed for everything from miscommunication to bugs like on computers. It says there is no science to back that up, according to Discover. Well, I think we always kind of figure, oh, my gosh, I missed that phone call, or, God, I forgot to make that phone call. Has it happened to you, Maya? Does it affect you?
Yes, but I'm going to disagree with that statement and with that. And not with you, because I know you're quoting someone else.
Yes, this is coming out of something that I printed out. Yes, yes.
And I have read, and unfortunately I don't have the notes that I can say from such and such. And what I want to say first of all is, unlike Natalie, I am not an astrologer. Now, I'm familiar with, of course, the signs, and I know a little bit, but I do not use any astrology. And I'm not saying that and in the sense of, oh, I'm, you know, in any way, you know, discounting it. I just want to start off where I'm coming from, the angle that I'm from, is that I'm not an astrologer. And I have an astrologer friend. She is the one that first brought my... Now, I didn't learn about Mercury retrograde until probably about 15 years ago, and I learned a little bit from an astrologer, and then I learned quite a bit from astronomy, and that's what I wanted to bring up. There's some data out there that's scientific, and that those are from meteorologists that I read, and they don't necessarily say that we can blame everything and that, you know, everything's attributed to that. But there is an energetic change or shift. And it's...
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, I agree. I do agree with you, Maya. There is.
It's the same
because everything
thing
has energy.
That's right. And just like if you've ever heard... and this is actually true, although not every surgeon follows this. A lot of surgeons do not like to do surgeries, like elective surgeries or surgeries
right.
that are not emergency surgeries during a full moon and during certain...
yes, aspects, yeah. Planets doing
because,
something. Exactly, I've heard that before. Yes, exactly.
Because the energy can cause the blood... There's a flow of energy, and it causes rivers tend to rise that normally don't rise, which is one of the things we've experienced in our area. And, again, I'm not going to attribute 100% to Mercury, but I do know we've had rivers that have not flooded their banks in 200 years, and there's some that have never flooded that are in the area that I live, which is Northwest Arkansas, that have flooded homes that are not in a flood zone. These are very small rivers. For some people, they would consider them a brook rather than a river because they're so small, and a lot of them are just seasonal. But we have had, I think they said, the flooding is the worst it's been in 200 years in our area. Now, in the exact town and area that I live in, we've been fairly lucky. But anyways, what usually happens with me is when something is brought to my attention, it could be a show that I'm watching, it could be a client that I'm dealing with, it could be something that an astrologer or someone who, you know, does this or this or this brings to my attention and says, this is something you might want to look into, because it's going to affect your clients at times, and therefore it's going to affect you personally. And then my guides will usually, I'll convene with them, and then they will teach me from their view and their knowledge base. And that doesn't mean that it's just, it might be different than how someone else views it or sees it. So
that's the beauty of astrology. There's nothing written in stone. And also, you know, the rise and the, you know, rise and fall of the ocean, it's the same thing. It's affected by the moon. And I've heard before that when there is a full moon, the hospitals get really busy.
Yes.
They always say those that need mentally type cases will come in. It'll be on a rise. But, you can look up things and see. But I'm just quoting what Discover said. That is a... they're more regimented. They don't go beyond anything. But I will say, there is a Mercury retrograde. I don't say, oh my God, something's going to happen. I never do that. Not at all.
Yeah.
Do I blame it? Not really. Because I just don't. But some people, they swear that when something is retrograde, now, you know, Saturn goes retrograde. Now, Mercury only goes retrograde 3 times a year for about 3 weeks at a time. Well, to some, that's long enough. Right? We don't want it anymore. Sometimes people are born with a Mercury retrograde. Anytime it's a retrograde. Now, if it does rule Gemini. Well, if you're a Gemini, you're going to feel a Mercury retrograde more so than anybody else. And my best friend was a Gemini. And what it did for her is, because she got me started in all of this, is I'd realize that she got to be so chatty, and she wanted to know everything, and she kept digging, and I say, Barbara, what's the matter with you? You don't act like this. She says, I don't know. What is it? I think, and then I figured it out. It was probably Mercury retrograde for her. It just hyped her up and made her pay more attention to detail, and that's exactly what she did, and she loved to communicate. Can you imagine what she went through if she couldn't communicate with somebody? Probably drove her nuts. No, what she did is she called me 10 times a day and asked me. But astrology really has a truth to it. And it is energy. All of it is energy. And I do believe in that. But I'm trying to think of what else I found out about this, because it's been so long. You know, they'll say don't buy a new phone, a new computer, or a car. Keep your phone in its case. Be sure to keep your water bottle away from your computer, because that's when you'll have mishaps. Anything that would be in the digital world, like a cell phone, same kind of thing. Now, my son, now that I think of it, my son is having trouble with his new cell phone. He's got the S8. And he said to me today, send me a text. He's getting them, but not the way he wants them. He says, something is still wrong. And I said, well, you have to reboot. And I didn't even think to say to him, well, wait, Louis, until the 3rd. Then it'll be okay. I didn't tell him that. Because he'd say, oh, Mom, really? He would say something like that to me. But a lot of people follow it. And if you're a true astrologer, they do. They really do. They say don't get married when there's a retrograde. And I've heard about surgeries before, too, Maya. Not a good time to have a surgery. Unless it's an emergency now, people. If it's an emergency, don't go, we can't do this till tomorrow. I mean, no, you don't follow Mercury for that. If it's an emergency, you get it done. I mean, don't say, well, I can't dock because Mercury is retrograde. I would never do that. I mean, even though it would be in my mind, I would never do that. I don't even ever think about that. But it can do an awful lot to people. Seems like things break more, you know, like computers. You'll have mishaps with computers and software. Now, I'm trying to think about myself these last few weeks. My vacuum did cause me trouble. And we called the hotline, and the lady just told us what to do. I have a Dyson that's like 5 years old. I really don't like it at all. And, you know, I thought, well, okay, then I'll go back to using my old one because they have these hoses, but the hoses are so tough to pull out and reach up to get any dust from anywhere. It's not practical. They have made better ones now. But anyways, it would not keep making this noise.
To me because I really need it with the dog here, so just go ahead and
put it up
and send it to me.
It's great if you're just going to do something in the floor on the corners. If you try to reach up with that, the model that I have, I don't like it at all. But anyways, we had to put it on its side, and she told us what to do, and sure enough, it worked. So I just thought of that. That was something that stopped working for me. I'm trying to think of anything else. But it can affect a lot of things. Yeah, you could probably write them down and think, oh, gosh, let's see, when is the next retrograde? What did I say? It's not coming until August 12th to September 5th. And so we have a ways here that we're going to be out of this. And I know I posted something, and it went on to Facebook, and they're all saying, yay, 2 more days. We don't have to worry. So whatever gets you through it, I think that it's good to do. I don't, you know, there's a lot of things, but it is energy. It is a lot of power. So I'm trying to, I don't think of anything, can't think of anything else that has affected me. Can you, Maya? That affected you personally?
I would say, first of all, my attitude is proceed with caution. The way that my guides teach a lot about some of the positive aspects. But, and I know, like, when dealing with clients, too, it seems like there's particular clients. Now, again, keep in mind, I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not really looking at their sign and how that could make them more susceptible. But, you know, there's certain things that I would say, anything legal that you're going to sign or purchase, be very careful. Make sure you read the fine print. So proceed with caution. You know, we had a few mishaps, the flooding. Now, the only thing, it's kind of hard because there's something that I must have an energy that I give off because we're always having light bulbs go off. But I will say that that's something that we noticed in the last week is it seems like almost every light bulb in this house, and, I mean, these are ones that we change, you know, fairly regularly, so it isn't like, well, it's been forever. I mean, it seems like we change 2 or 3 bulbs and go to turn a light on, and we're changing bulbs. And I know my son had a major disaster, but I think that was more of a lesson. That's a little different. I'm trying to think. I really can't think of too many things other than I forgot a couple things. But not too much mechanically. I did have a couple computer issues, but then again, it's hard to say, you know, I agree with you that I don't think we can blame everything. I do think it's good to be cautious, you know, don't go to, if a website looks suspicious during a retrograde,
right,
that probably wouldn't be the time. I don't know that I believe. How do you feel about as far as don't buy a new computer, don't buy a new phone? Do you adhere to that?
Well, if you're going to buy something that is digital, electronic, make sure you get your warranty. Anything like all my monitors, my tower, my laptop, my TVs are all under warranty because anything can happen at any moment in time. Now, as far as like signing contracts, what they say is this gives you an opportunity to look over things carefully, and then when Mercury goes direct, then it'll be all ready and good to go. That's what I was taught. Things will be held up, but they're going to be held up for a reason, so that you can look over, make sure it's exactly what you want, and then in the direct movement, when it goes forward, then you're good to go. But I haven't had anything with, I should shut up because there's two more days, with my computers at all. I'm thinking back to when we had the hurricane. I don't know what was going on then. That was October 7th. It could have been in, I don't think so. I don't think it was in the time of a Mercury retrograde, according to this year anyways. So I don't know. But I just think that you just use some caution. Make sure you dot your T's and your, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's. But don't panic. Don't stay in your house because Mercury is retrograde. I mean, you're not going to be able to stop some of the things that are going to happen electrically, or anything with your phone, or I haven't had anything major happen to me in my life during a retrograde, so I don't know. But I know that all the planets affect everybody in different ways, and a retrograde is something that's tough to deal with. Everybody mentions Mercury for sure. You know, we can have a Jupiter retrograde, a Saturn, I don't know exactly. I can't think of anything that's earth-shattering for me that happened, and I could say, "Oh, it was a retrograde." I don't even think about it like that. I guess because I have so many other things. Like yesterday, let me think about the magazine. I put the magazine up yesterday, and did I have any kind of problems? Not anything out of ordinary. Pardon me?
I said other than me forgetting.
No, I remind you. See, I'm the little Mercury that taps you and says, "No, come on, you got to do this." No, I mean, sometimes I have trouble with links. I always check, you know, I put in hyperlinks. And one lady said to me, she said, "It looks great, but the link isn't working." Well, I go back to everything that I put in, and I recheck, and I thought to myself, no. And I wasn't going to argue, no, it's right, because I checked it yesterday. Sure enough, she had it spelled wrong, because I knew there was something wrong. You know, it won't give you a link that you can click on. And sure enough, she missed an I. And she wrote me back, "Oh," she says, "I feel so stupid." But she says, "Now it looks so sweet." Well, that's all I want to hear. You know, I mean, I just go back and fix it. I mean, I'll find it. I can find any of it. And, you know, when you're in this line of work, everything is online. Sometimes I have to go back and retrace somebody's steps to see what they've done or didn't do. And sometimes people, you know, can't get into the site for one reason or another. Now, you know, that could be a Mercury kind of thing also. But I can't think of anything different than has been, you know, happened to me before during especially the magazine, because I do it once a month. So, and I've got it down to a science now. So it's really, it takes me all day and then part of the next day, but it's not that tough. I love doing it. But, yeah, I really can't think, you know, Mercury,
I would say for me, other than now, we had some storms and I did have some power outages. Now, I would not attribute that specifically to Mercury retrograde, but aside from the storm, I had some issues where, like, I know I had signed in and I come and I just, something told me to check and I'm signed out. Well, the internet didn't flicker. I was in front of the computer, and then I had, now this happened this morning, and I went to try to go to a site that I go to every day, and I came up with a warning, the site you were about to enter is a malicious site, and blah, 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 and I said, what? I mean, I knew that it wasn't. And so I of course, didn't go, but then I turned around and entered it back again. It stayed in my favorites, and it went right to the site without any problems. So I think that was Mercury retrograde, a mix-up saying that it was a malicious website.
Yeah.
So I've had a few things like that.
It does happen. I mean, and if that happened to them, it could be that, you know, the hackers get crazy sometimes at certain times of the year, and they'll go in and they'll try to mess everything up. And, you know, my site, before we added these other two layers, it was vulnerable. And so we had to add two different layers, and then we changed it over. Everything is secured. You know, now it's HTTPS. That means every page is secure. You can't do anything. And I'm kind of glad that they decided to do that. Sometimes you'll try to use a browser. People are complaining, well, my browser's not working. And it always works before. You can never, when you're dealing with a computer, you can never say always, because, you know, if it's going to happen, it'll happen. If somebody can think it, it can happen. So
right.
Sometimes they have issues. Yahoo, I couldn't even get into Yahoo because I reached some of the clients that way or some of the readers that way, you know, my advisors. And it wouldn't. It says, sorry, we're undergoing maintenance. Well, they were doing that for 2 days. Well, you know something happened with that. I mean, it's not uncommon. So I think some of the computerized world gets hit with more of Mercury retrograde than we even know. And they can contribute it to that because it's energy.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
And the energy will cause it to go bonkers. I mean, it could be a rise in energy. And I've seen sites. Now I have all kinds of stuff on, I mean, my computer, because I do a lot of things, I have all kinds of software that stops me from doing certain things. I have to override it. But Tony and I did that on purpose because, even more so than him, it's because of I'm dealing with all these people, and you never know who they are or what they are. I mean, I'm only dealing with them. Sometimes it'll be an IM. Sometimes it will be an email. But most things go through my server, and that is well protected, so I don't ever have a problem with that. And same thing with America Online. They're pretty good also. I've had them since the early 90s. I've been on America Online. But I would think the computer world would be hit more with a retrograde than we probably even know, because it is computers and software, and something's not working right. Oh, I forgot to put in that, you know, greater than, less than, you know, they put those, that's HTML code. And so, you know, you forget that, and then it doesn't run right. And I really should keep track of Tony because sometimes, you know, I'll say, well, Tony, this isn't working right. Well, it should. And I'll say, and I'll laugh, and I'll say, did you save it? He laughs. He says, I don't know. Let me go look. And sure, I've caught him before, and we have a good laugh about that. He said, you know, he says, what made you say that? I said, well, because I learned that a long time ago. If you don't save it, it's not going to stay there. There isn't a little person in there that's going to say, oh, she's going to need this later. No, it doesn't work that way. But I would think that would be hit more. And anything mechanical, probably the car, you know, they make cars, the auto factories, and all that stuff. I would think that they would be affected a lot by Mercury retrograde. It's never stopped me at all. So I guess maybe I've been fortunate. I don't know. And we're in Sagittarius, you and I. So we're really, our Mercury is in Sagittarius. So we're really not affected by it as much as if somebody has like the Sun in Virgo, which is Mercury-oriented, or in Gemini. They are really affected by it, and they will see. I mean, I knew it with my girlfriend all the time. It was unreal. You know,
right.
She couldn't find a piece. She couldn't find a piece of paper, and I think maybe, though, if we are more aware, then maybe we'll have less havoc in our lives. I'd like to think of it as that way. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, it can do a number, and many, many people really abide by it. They stop what they're doing, and they don't go forth, and that's what it's telling you to do. Do not go forth until it goes direct, because then everything is going to be fixed, you know, like on papers, like contracts. If you want to sign something, a lot of people wait till it's direct because that means that
right.
Something is going to be wrong, and you're going to find it, and then when it's good to go, when the planet is direct, when Mercury is direct, you can sign it, and it'll be perfect, and that's exactly what happens. So, I wonder how many people really in the world, in different fields, listen to what the planets are doing. That would be interesting to find out. How many people, like in the computer world, oh, Mercury's retrograde, we're going to have a mess in our hands. We are. For 3 weeks, it's going to be a nightmare. I wonder if some people think about it like that. I've never thought of it that way. I should ask Tony. But he's not affected because he's nonstop. And I'm not either. I just override it. I just go around it, and I don't pay any attention. But, yeah, it can do a number on us. And you're always hearing about it, right, Maya? Oh, it's that Mercury retrograde. Put something on Facebook or Twitter, and everybody will respond to it. Say, oh, yes, oh, yes. What they do tell you, this place that I went, it says some tips to get through Mercury retrograde. Take a deep breath. This won't last forever. Slow down, take your time, and pay attention to details. Take care of anything that requires reevaluation and revision. This is a good way to channel this energy positively. Exactly what I said. Do you need to heal something from the past or connect to someone from the past? This is a good time to do it. This phase gives us a chance to retrace our steps and go revisit old ground and observe, review, and release. Remember to breathe. So, you know, oftentimes, you know, you'll call a relative you haven't talked to, and but I don't know that that's a good time to do that. I would think it would be better to do it when Mercury is direct, so I don't agree with that, going to the past. Because unless you know that it's going to be okay, you're just going to be really disappointed. And we don't want that happening to you. I don't like to see that at all. But, yeah, so, yes, astrology is wonderful. It really, really is. It's how I got started. And I have my friend Barb to thank for it all. Because she wasn't married, and she went, is this going to be the man, she'd say. So I'd go whipping up my charts and, you know, everything that I learned. And, of course, I learned an awful lot from this lady and another lady, you know, Ivy Jacobson, Sophia Mason. I would call her, and she got me into the American Federation of Astrologers because you have to be recommended. You have to have a sponsor. And we talked on the phone so much, and we laughed. And she was, well, then she seemed to be a lot older than me. I would think she was probably 10 or 15 years older than me. She was the sweetest lady. She said, you call me anytime you want to know something. I got all her publications. I have all of Ivy's. Bought them many years ago. I have one book right now that's worth about $55, and I probably paid like $9 for it. I wouldn't give them up for anything. They're so valuable. Because these are the old-time astrologers. These are the ones that did charts by hand. And they really knew their stuff. And, you know, the original chart that I got was a square. It wasn't round. They didn't make software for it yet. It was Matrix made it. And I got it from them, and I was so excited to use that. And then when they developed the wheel, they made software for the wheel. Oh, I was in heaven. It was, like, beautiful, just beautiful. But we could do some tests and see how many people, or find out, not tests, but find out how many people that their lives are disruptive when Mercury is retrograde in some way. Probably a lot of car problems, don't you think, Maya?
Well, I mean, I think I can say this, that as an expert working many hours a day through this, I would say that there is a particular energy. I would say 95% of, even if it's returning clients, I mean, which I have a very big following. And the reason why I say I have a big following is because I get new clients, but I have so many returning clients that's the majority probably of who I speak to. So what I'm saying is, they're clients that have been with me for years. Even returning clients who I'm familiar with their situation, with their personality, with their temperament, with their coping skills. I'm familiar with everything. And so even if they're dealing with the same person or the same job or a new person or a repeat scenario, I find that for most of them, 95%, there's a shift, and I can pick it up in their energy. And yeah. I would say that while most of them are aware of Mercury being retrograde, they're not really fully, and of course, most of them are not interested in spending the time and the money to get a lesson, which would be great for a class, because I would love, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like to, just like you, would be great too.
To learn about it, and you can teach in a simpler way. I mean, you don't have to go into all of this, you know, stuff, because for the most part, I mean, I was never even interested in, when I did all my readings with my solar returns, which is a yearly return, and my monthly returns. People just wanted to know why, what, where, and when. They didn't want to hear about a conjunction or a square or a trine. I mean, these were novices. And so I never gave it to them. I just used it for my own knowledge. And so I developed something with mine that You know, if you do a monthly chart, and say you've got Mercury sitting in, let's say in the seventh house. Okay, that's the house of relationships, the house of marriage, you know, contractual agreements. So that would be, you know, partners in business. If you have Mercury retrograde sitting there, I would suggest, and if you were in with me talking to me, I would tell you to watch what you sign during that whole month, because it's affecting your seventh house. So, you know, this is generalization that we're talking about. If you really want to get into it, you can have a chart done. You can have your month done. But I've got myself this own my own technique. I can tell when things are going to happen at the time of the month, when. But I got all of this back from these two ladies that I worked with. These old ladies were so brilliant. They wrote so many books. It was amazing. And they were so kind to me, both of them, because I was just learning, and they were excited to help somebody brand new into the field. It was just wonderful for them. And they both told me to say, you know, they were both really nice. I could call them anytime. And so I decided that when I did a client, you know, I'll say, well, you know, most of your energy is sitting in the seventh house. You have a lot of planets sitting there. But if Mercury is retrograde there for that month or that year, because it will divide that house into 12 parts, and that's your whole year. So I could tell you when you were going to be hit the most with that Mercury retrograde. And astrology really is pretty cool, I think, you know. It can tell you an awful lot. It really can, you know, tell you. I have this chart that somebody sent to me, one of them. You can tell if somebody calls you during the day what they look like. Can you believe that? Yes. It's going to be a blonde, or it's going to be a dark-haired man or a dark-haired lady, and she's going to want this. And I had somebody else. You know, when I first started, everybody was eager to teach me. And I was, you know, I was just so thirsty for it all and wanted to learn it all. I have so many books you can't imagine. And I today, as a matter of fact, because of the retrograde, I was looking into Ivy's stuff because of the way she wrote. And I have her little note that she typed on her little typewriter. And you know the pages in her book, Maya, are just like her typewriter. She must have typed them up and then taken them to the printer and had them printed exactly like she typed on her little manual typewriter. And she told me, don't ever rely solely on a computer. Now, this was her, because remember, she didn't have her hands in computers. She was probably really afraid of them. I was not afraid of them at all. I just went crazy with them. But, yeah, if something goes wrong with my computer, well, I call Tony. Just say, help, get yourself over here and fix. I can't stand that. I mean, it's just like the worst thing in the world. And but you know, I think it's good. It's good to get your chart done. You can get them for free. Lots of places online that you can print it out, and you can find out where all your planets are, and you can find where Mercury is going to play havoc with you when it goes retrograde. And even Jupiter, you know, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. If it goes retrograde, well, maybe you're counting on a settlement of some kind or money from the family, like a family, you know, a legacy. Well, maybe it won't happen because that fortunate period in time is going to be held up. So retrogrades means it's going to be held up. That's all. And you just have to wait for it to go direct, and it'll be fine. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you're going to make sure that when it goes direct, everything will be the way that you want it to be, and that's what you should do. And I know some astrologers that really go by the planets. I mean, really, really. I suppose if I would have paid any attention, I could judge it by my site and how busy it is. There was a period of time when it wasn't that busy, and then something was released. I'd have to look back and see. But I think, what is this, April? We're in May now. I think it was probably the latter part of February or March. Then I started to see something change. And maybe that's when people started thinking they wanted to find out some information. They wanted, you know, some direction. And that's when they go to you, Maya Moon, because they know that you're going to tell them all, you know, what's coming up and how to handle it. And that's the really nice thing about going to different advisors. And I have to say, I got a really nice compliment on Maya Moon from someone that she did, that She was very, two of them actually, and she was very, very pleased. And that makes me feel good. Of course, you know, I know the ones that are going to do, the ones that work a lot, like you, Maya Moon, you work a lot. So when you do, you do. You know your stuff. It's just like with me. I mean, I don't go on the site, but I do private clients. And I think the longer you do it, the better you get at it. And some of mine is factual. Sometimes I use my cards. And most times I like to use my cards because I've developed another, you know, thing with it. But I will say some, you know, I have to really start thinking about the retrogrades, Maya, because sometimes I do misplace a card, it'll fall on the floor, and they say that's an important card if it falls. But maybe that's retrograde. Maybe that's just warning me, not warning me, or telling me of something. Now, Missy, you need to do this over again. This is not right. But anyways, it's a good thing to get into. And I know when we have our classes going, and our room is being prettied up right now, that we will be offering on the site. Maya is going to teach, and I'm sure there's a host of others that want to do it, so that'll be something to look forward to. Myself, I probably will do cards. I will probably teach you how to use the cards. I have my own technique, like I said, and it works every single... I can tell who's going to call the next phone call. All I do is shuffle them and pull and turn three piles over, and I can tell you exactly. And what it's going to be about. If it's going to be bad, it's going to be something good. Not bad, but, you know, a heart means it's going to be probably really nice. It's going to make you feel really good. We always want those. But, you know, if you keep doing something like you do, Maya, with what you do, and you channel and you convene. I love it when you say it, I convene with your guides, because that's really what you do. How many do you have, Maya? We're jumping off a topic, but how many guides you have, do you know?
I have three main guides, and I have one who, Rashim, and he is the teacher, and he is what I would consider my main source. And it's an instant, I mean, when I can say convene, it's because my guides let me know that this is information that they're not going to be able to telepathically immediately pass. So it's like turning on a faucet. Doing a reading for me is like turning on a faucet. I don't have to call out or meditate or light candles or go through a spiel. And that's just because I'm 58 years old. I've been doing this for over 35 years, and I've been, you know, I've had psychic abilities as far back as what I can remember. But with my guides, when I convene with them is when they are not, they don't want to just prepare or give me, you know, an answer. So it's not like a client's asking me something, or sometimes it is and I want to get back with them. It's something that they feel is more of a teaching session, if you will. And so, and usually it's visual. And before we get, because we're almost to the last 15 minutes, I did want to talk about something that my guides have taught me about Mercury. So that I would say that as far as taking care of and helping me in my life personally and professionally, three, and Rashim would be my head guide. And, you know, whether that's the name that came to me. And, you know, sometimes I don't want to get off topic, but one thing that I really, if it's okay, I really wanted to share with people. And this is, again, this is something that I was taught by my guides and something that they've shared with me. And that in dealing with clients and learning about Mercury retrograde, like I said, it's been about 15 years now that I've been well versed in the way that I view it and how I have been taught. And we've all been taught differently, and we all can be right. There's no right or wrong. We're all right. We're just different. But one thing that they teach to me, aside from, you know, being cautious with paperwork and, you know, prone to accidents and, you know, slip-ups, losing things, you know, like trying to see my grandson, for the last week, every single day, it was just something that was preventing me. And so I feel that was Mercury retrograde. But it may have been, you know, it may have been because maybe there was going to be a traffic accident. One thing that I really wanted to say tonight is that what my guides have taught me, and again, I have seen this personally in my own life and with family members and people that are close to me, and also clients that I'm very particularly close with. And that is that there is an energy that moves us back. And what I feel often happens, and when I say I, this is something that's been taught to me. So I don't, it's not something that I've just trumped up in my head or, you know, decided, well, I'm going to say this or feel that. Very often what will happen is something will occur, a significant or fairly significant event will occur. And sometimes it can be it can be something negative. And my son experienced something like that. Now, he's spiritual, but he doesn't explore his gifts like I do. But the way that my guides share this with me is that they feel that Mercury retrograde is a time for many people that they have to face up to the past choices or issues that were not dealt with. Now, at one point we talked a topic about memory. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about choices and patterns. Let's say that we have a job, a career, and we've gotten a little bit complacent with the career, and perhaps we've kind of just gotten into a little bit of a complacent rut with our lives, and we haven't faced up, and we've slacked off, if you will, or there's been something in our past that we didn't fully deal with. We didn't maybe apologize to someone. We didn't make something right. We let something go. For some people, maybe it would be something like they didn't pay taxes 1 year and they didn't hear from the IRS. These are just examples of things that happen or that can occur. I mean, it could be a relationship. It could be platonic. It could be a career. It could be a personal thing. Well, something will occur during the retro, and what happens is it kind of smacks us, and it's like a wake-up call, and what it does is it causes a chaotic event to happen, and that event may seem completely unrelated to the issue, so it may not, you know, it may not originally look like it has anything to do with, and we may not be able to make sense of it until we sit and think about it. But right. A good example, I guess an easy way to give an example or analogy of what I'm talking about is, let's say that you rear end someone during a Mercury retrograde, aside from just, you know, that just happening that you rear ended someone, that could be your wake-up call or your kind of karmic slap, if you will. You are not paying attention to what's ahead of you, that you're too distracted in your life and that you need to look ahead and pay more attention to your future, and that the choices and decisions that you're making each day are, in fact, going to affect your future in ways that could be very detrimental. So I feel that of everything that I've seen during this retrograde and all the other retrogrades, I would say in many ways this one has been a very challenging one with the weather here in the tri-state area, which is, I live in Arkansas, and I live Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, and I had picked up some things about my son. And I don't share a lot of that just because with family it's not always good. It's better to just deal with them as a family member, a mother or sister or a grandmother or whatever, a mother-in-law, whatever your relationship is. I don't really get into that side of things other than a few friends that ask me. So I didn't get involved in any of this. But what occurred with my son was a very traumatic experience. And Natalie knows about it, and I'm not going to share the details of that experience because it's irrelevant, really. But what is relevant is that this experience created a situation that my son needed to make some big choices and needed to man up and to review his life and to overcome. And, you know, so I feel very, very strongly and very sure, and like Natalie enjoys when I say convene, and in my convening with him, and I did convene with my guides because it's very difficult with family. We can read into it because we have hopes and fears, especially that's my baby. He's 20. And they reiterated and they validated to me that this was an important lesson and that Mercury retrograde is often a wonderful opportunity, even though it can cause a chaotic event. That chaotic event is designed to lead to a more positive outcome so that it pushes that person to evaluate perhaps, you know, their career, relationship, again, whatever it may be. And I feel very strongly that that's what occurred. And thankfully, as of right now, at this moment, what I'm seeing is that he has handled this in a good way and he's doing what he needs to do. So hopefully that continues. But it was pretty tragic and it was a significant event. And no, he's not hurt or harmed or it's nothing
like
that.
No, and it was kind of like a learning curve, sort of. So that was a Mercury-related kind of thing. You know, something had to be let go of and then now something else came along. And even though it came before Mercury went direct, but I think it was a mental issue. It was a communication issue. If we can, you know, we can look into a lot of things and figure it out, and we really can. But I know what happened, and we talked about it, and I think it's going to turn out to be a much better thing for him. And that's what we want for our kids anyways. We want, you know, mine is still my baby, and he's 49. So, I mean, they're your baby forever. I mean, really.
Yeah.
People will say, oh, God, when is this child going to ever grow up? And I'll say, never. Your mother forever. That's the way it is, you know, and we love them and we just keep doing with them and hope that everything goes right. And but you and I, we are both blessed with our sons. We have great sons and we're very, very fortunate, you know, I think. And I think they learn from us. They really do. And you can imagine what goes on in some families. And I always feel for them because parents really do lead the way, don't they?
They do. And I have, you know, two sons, and they're 18 years apart, and they're both my biological children.
That was tough, I guess, huh, Maya? Having them 18 years apart? Oh, my God.
I know. And I always joked, and I said, well, I only had a two-bedroom house, so I had to wait till my son was 18 so he could move out and I could have the other room,
yeah.
Of course, that's not cool. But one thing for the listeners to take away from what I shared is that Mercury retro is not just a time of chaos and, oh, my goodness, everything's going to be a mess.
No,
I'm going to oversleep. It can be. My guides feel very strongly that there is great opportunity and potential, and that although there's always a sacrifice, whenever we open one door, we always have to close another. That is the laws of attraction. That is cause and effect. I mean, universal law, everything goes back to there is always a sacrifice and risk when we move forward and we, you know, go after our purpose and our path, our destiny, and so on and so forth. So one thing that Mercury retro does offer is oftentimes it will offer us a chance. So for those that have had more significant experiences, a job loss, a job change, a relationship change, something that initially may be, you know, this knocked my son down hard, but
of course
he chose to pick himself up. So if you're listening, that is what this, you know, if that you've had that experience, and I know a lot of clients that I've tried to relay that message to them, you know, that doesn't mean that we're not sympathetic to what the struggle and challenge is that you're going through, but just remember that it's like the terrible rains and then the sun finally comes out. It does give us the opportunity and potential to make changes that can be so positive. And, you know, I mean, everything is interrelated. So the more positive changes we make, the more changes that are made within our life, and the internal becomes the external and the external becomes the internal. So that's all I wanted to say about that, is that there is within this retrograde, and this one I do feel, and this comes from my guides, they feel that this one was an especially strong one, affecting people more so than other ones they see. Like they rate them as mild and strong,
right.
And this one they rate as being very strong, one of the strongest ones that we have through. And, you know, you talk about as an astrologer, of course, you're able to graph and see it in a very different way. Now, what my guides tell me is that we're not completely back into that total balance in that state prior to retrograde until about the 5th, that it takes a couple days.
Sometimes it lingers a little bit. It will linger, just like in anything else. The residual, you'll have the residual effect of it, absolutely. And, you know, maybe sometime we can talk more about the houses. And, I mean, I know you know something about it, but, you know, astrology is a great science. I mean, it's great to learn. It can teach you an awful lot. It really can. You'll know when you're going to expand. That's Jupiter. Added responsibility is Saturn. Uranus means, oops, unexpected things. Pluto goes beneath the surface. So if you have Pluto predominant in your chart, that means that something beneath the surface is going to nag you. In other words, you're not going to see it all. I mean, it's beneath the surface, so you're going to have to dig a little bit. Jackie Star JC, I always say she's a better astrologer, but I really have to say she's just different than I am. She's more I talk about it. I can talk. I can tell you, I don't go by, I'm not a book person that I'm going to take everything out of the book that I've learned. No, I'm going to take everything that I've learned over all the years that I know works for me, if you're going to sit with me. And it's just like Maya, when she does her readings and she channels and she convenes, yes, I love that word, with her guides, you can bet she's getting the utmost accurate advice and direction that she can pass along to you. And I have a lot of great advisors there. We have 90 seconds left, so I guess we should say our goodbye. Next week, I don't know what the topic will be, but we'll come up with it. I'm sure Maya's got her ideas, and I want to let everybody know how much we love them.
I was going to ask you, would you like me to share it so that our listeners can get excited, or would you rather that I just...
Well, if you know what it is, share it. Yes, absolutely.
I would like us to talk about shadow people not getting into other types of hauntings, but just shadow people and just feeling energy. And so... I think that's an exciting, and that's not a negative or scary topic, but it's an interesting topic. So if you're listening and you have a question general or a comment or something that you'd like to know, that's a phenomenon that has been on the rise. A lot of people have been having that experience. So I would like us to... You know, I think that would be a good subject. I know you've had some experiences.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yes. So
yeah,
that get excited, and maybe we'll play some spooky music or something. I hope.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I love you, Maya Moon, and lots of love to everybody listening. And we will see you next week. And I'm sure Maya feels the same way. And same time, same station. And good night. Bye bye.
Yes. Good night. Right. Good night.